You're listening to the Untaming podcast.
Rewild the Child.
An anthropological,
biological,
cross-cultural,
evolutionary,
and physiological approach to childhood from preconception to adulthood.
Hi, my name is Nick, and I am husband to my amazing wife, Emily, who is running this podcast, and this is 10 questions in 10 minutes with the Untaming podcast. I have two kids who their ages are 3-ish and 5-ish, and I live in Waikawa Bay, New Zealand. Okay, so what are your five favourite series? I'm going to lock in Lord of the Rings, the Bond films, Toy Story, the animation still holds up, especially the first two, they're great, Twilight Saga, The Matrix, Star Wars, Harry Potter, probably Dumb and Dumber, and the Bourne series. So yeah, that's about five, I think. Yeah, that's about five. What were your five favourite series as a child? Okay, I'm going to lock in Where's Wally? For some reason, yeah, Mum always pushed that on me. I think because it held my attention for so long. Plus, great read. The Goosebumps scared the beep out of me. The Asterix comics, which also had a series, I think, Oompa Pa, which I remember being in like the Tintin magazines, and I have to check, but I think they're the same writers also. The Arthur series, I had to look this up, but it was by Mark Brown, brought back some good memories. And I'll finish it off with the Magic School Bus series. Damn, that was good. Playing it on like PC at the time, when the disc came out. That was one hell of a ride. As a child, what did you want to be when you grew up? Ooh, not 100%, as I guess a lot of thoughts go through your brain as a child. But I do remember when my older half-sister came around to visit in a cop car, and she had the lights going, and we went for a ride. She let me wear a hat, press some buttons. I think at that point, I'm not sure how old I was, but I think that's when I wanted to be a policeman. The most clear thought I have, I guess, is when I got into filming and editing, I think in my teens, and knew that was kind of the direction I wanted to head. What is your dream meal? I won't go too deep here, as we don't have much time for it. For starters, I'm going to go with pot sticker dumplings, and just give me all the sauce dipping options. I want them all. Main would be like a Davy Jones burger. We're talking crumb fish fillet with like lime mayo, relish, and kuma fries on the side. For dessert, I will not be picking a cheese board, but going with a no-bake cheesecake. Prefer a lemon, but not really picky. I'm actually going to plug another podcast here, sorry, Ems, but go listen to Off Menu with Ed Gamble and James Acaster if you really want to listen to other people's dream meals. So good. That's not a paid advertisement, but willing to take some money. There's a natural disaster. Everyone's safe. Take three items. What are they? Now, I'll presume we're on our land and we have to leave to, say, a massive underground bunker of some sort with no sunlight. So I guess I don't have to worry about sunscreen. Would they use some sort of artificial sunlight underground? I think in Scandinavia they do that, no? Guess I could have Googled that one before. Anyway, three items. My fondue set and my Disman. Okay. Probably a backpack with all my most essential items in it. That's three, yeah? Sweet. What is an aspect of rewilding you really want to improve or learn more about? So making tools for my wood lathe would be up there. Forging some steel tools and making bowls, plates with those would be satisfying. Otherwise, spearfishing, hunting would be high on that list. I guess rewilding would include more time spent around an open fire / cooking on a fire like we did when living in Portugal, and just having more quiet time without technology in general. What is one part of natural movement you're trying to improve for yourself? For me, it would probably be getting out surfing more often. This definitely can help counter the amount of time often spent sitting down. Otherwise, yeah, being barefoot and trying to replicate how flexible our children are, because they can move some of those limbs, that's for sure. You found yourself living 20,000 years ago. What do you find most challenging and least challenging? So most challenging would have to be avoiding injury, and least challenging would be, it's going to sound bad, but general hygiene, like not really minding how dirty or dusty or sand in your undies. Probably didn't have undies back then. And also making items like pottery, rope, weapons. I think I'd be pretty happy doing that. What is your favorite medium to learn through? Say visual learning is my go-to. If I see it, I believe it. In no more than 20 words, what do you see happening globally over the next 200 years? Too many people, not enough resources, pressure on global infrastructure, an essential recurve for learning, and smart people creating hope.
If you enjoyed this episode, you can join the discussions on our Facebook and Instagram pages. To hear more, subscribe for free on the podcast app on your smartphone. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and all of your favorite podcast platforms. If you would like to offer feedback or suggest a guest, email us at untaming.podcast@gmail.com.